Unit 2, IELTS Practice, Listening to. You are going to hear a talk to school children about how to have a healthy lifestyle.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Claire Higgins. I'm a nutritionist from the Department of Health. Your headmaster, Mr. White, has invited me here to talk to you today about healthy eating and active lifestyles. Now, as you'll all be well aware, the school tuck shop has started to replace some of the junk food options on its menu with much healthier fruit, salad, and sandwiches. I realise that not all of you are happy with this change, but by introducing more fruit, vegetables, and whole grains to your diet, you will be healthier and happier in the long run. You may or may not already know that health experts recommend at least 5 servings of fresh fruit and vegetables per day, and more if you can manage it. This means at least 3 portions of vegetables and at least 2 pieces of fruit every day to stay healthy. As an example menu, you could consider cutting up a banana on your cereal for breakfast in the morning. Remember, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Those who decide to miss breakfast are usually very hungry by late morning and often resort to unhealthy, sugary snacks. Missing breakfast can also make you sleepy and prevent you from concentrating in class, so make sure you always eat a good breakfast. To continue with our menu, morning tea could be a piece of fruit such as an apple, pear or kiwi fruit, or a vegetable such as a carrot or piece of celery cut into sticks. For lunch, you could have a salad sandwich on whole grain bread or some kind of cooked grain like rice with steamed or boiled vegetables. At dinner time, be sure to include servings of several different vegetables. Try to take advantage of what's in season and choose a variety of colours, green, orange and white. Again, make sure that you use a low-fat cooking method, steaming, boiling, baking or stir-frying in a small amount of oil. Additionally, in summer, fresh vegetables can be washed and served raw in a salad with a low-fat dressing. You will also know that as part of a healthy lifestyle, you need to be active and include some kind of physical exercise in your daily program. For children and teenagers, we recommend at least 30 minutes of exercise per day. This could mean, for example, walking or biking to school instead of going in the car or catching the bus or train. Where this isn't possible, you could spend your evenings kicking a ball around in your backyard or having a game of basketball or tennis with friends at the local court. You could also consider joining a sports club or doing another kind of physical activity such as dancing or horse riding. And the next time you go to your school tuck shop, pick one of the healthier foods on offer. You'll be surprised at how much better it'll make you feel.